May the peace of Almighty Yah we rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do welcome you all tonight, our listeners, friends, and supporters of this broadcast. We do have a special broadcast tonight. We are going to have an elderly brother that has walked in the knowledge of the truth of Almighty Yahweh for many years. We do want you that are listening tonight, we do welcome your calls and your comments. And we have a brother that we will bring online here shortly, Brother Jeremiah Odell, that will come and speak to us and share with us many experiences that he has dealt with in the years of teaching in this mighty, powerful name of Almighty Yahweh, the rewards, the great benefits, and the things that he has experienced over the years preaching and instructing many in the mighty name of Almighty Yahweh. We do want to greet our listeners, our brothers, friends, pastors, wherever you are. We do want to greet you in the mighty name of Yahweh and in the hope of Yahshua Messiah. For we are of the circumcision, or the circumcised in heart, that truly worship Yahweh in spirit. And we rejoice in Yahshua Messiah, and we have no confidence at all in the flesh. So we greet you all that are listening. We greet you, Elder Griffin, there in Okeechobee, with all the saints there gathered. We greet you, our precious brother, and you that are listening in many parts of the United States, Elder Brown there in Montgomery, Alabama, wherever you are, we greet you, our friends, our listeners, in the mighty name of Almighty Yahweh. And we do hope that this broadcast tonight will be an inspiration to your heart. It will bless you. It will inspire you. It will cause you tonight to understand many things, or some things that you did not understand. We will welcome your calls. You can call us. Take the telephone number down. Area code 843-658-6222. We do want to, at this moment, we want to welcome our fellow labor brother, an elder in the faith, Brother Jeremiah Odell. We do want to welcome you tonight, Brother Jeremiah. How are you doing tonight?
I receive your welcome. I'm blessed and ready to serve Yahweh in any way he wants me to.
Well, that's wonderful, Elder. You know, there are not that many men of ancient today that understand the old path, that have experienced certain things in life, Elder Jeremiah. And it is certainly an intriguing blessing to me and all of our listeners, I do hope and pray, to have an elder statesman of this truth that can share with us many things that will give us strength and understanding in our walk as we continue on this path to desire to serve Almighty Yahweh.
Okay. Well, let me say this one thing about eldership. I have chosen to take the lower seats.
Yes, Elder.
In his house. And just plain Brother Jeremiah is okay with me.
Well, we understand that, Elder. You know, it is one thing that Messiah did, and you know this as well as I do, before he ascended, he did descend now, and he gave gifts unto men. He gave apostles and prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and some teachers, and those gifts were specific. We understand that we do not use that expression, even a man of your low estate, also I am as well. We do not use it in a sense of flattery, because we know that we are not wicked, and only the wicked flatter. So we don't flatter one another, but we know an elderly man from one that is young. And I believe that Yahweh, as we identify him as Abba and our fathers as Avat, we know that we must identify the true callings and the identity of Yahweh upon one's life. Do you concur with that? Yes. So it's not that we flatter, because we don't believe in that. We don't believe in flattering, but we do believe in honor. And I do believe in honor. I do believe that it is a vital link and an important part of the walk to have elderly men. Can I say this, Elder? Because all of my life as a young man,
It has always been something about elderly men that have always intrigued my heart, to show them a great honor and to honor them as elderly men, because we don't have many elderly men today, Elder, that want to walk right and live right, that they can truly instruct us in the way of righteousness, Elder.
Yes. Well, Brother, I will accept your interpretation of that word elder.
Yes, Elder.
And that, that's how I feel.
Yes.
You see, and I just wanted to make it clear.
Yes, we understand that.
Okay.
All right, then.
We need to be honest with one another.
Sure, we have no compunction with that, Elder. None whatsoever. We have no problem with that. Elder, let me say that because we find so many different doctrines today that are going out, and so many different slants, and so many different ways that men are trying to portray this mighty plan of Yahweh, and yet it is causing so many to go into so many different ways into error. Tell us, Elder, if I know you have some understanding of these things, why is this so today, Elder Jeremiah?
This, I believe this has come about because it's handed down from generation to generation with various interpretations coming out of the carnal mind, and they're not in tune with the only interpreter of the Scriptures, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and I intend to talk a little bit about that.
Good, Elder.
Without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, you have no interpretation of the Scriptures. All you have is the carnal, logical understanding of man.
And so we find that to be entrenched today. I use the expression on these churches and things because it is such an ill repute spirit in many of them. So much whoredom, and that is idolatry and sun worship, or God worship. You find that today. And as you began to walk in the light of this truth, as it has begun to be revealed to us, and the mysteries, the great mysteries, that we began to understand those things, then we can see the vileness of these things as our eyes become open unto the very tricks of hell.
That, and along with that indwelling of the Holy Spirit comes, and we spoke about that the other day when I was on the phone with you.
Yes.
That we have a discernment given to us, and we discern that.
Yes.
They're laid open before us, just like the Pharisees, the scribes, and the lawyers. Their minds were open to Yahshua Messiah.
Yes. Well,
you can see that.
I want to read the scripture because there are so many today that when they read the scripture in Yohanan, John chapter 14, verse 26, it's talking about the Comforter, the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Well, so many read this today, and I am totally against what men today call the Spirit, the sounding like beasts and animals, and all these grotesque sounds and things that it is unintelligible. It has no strength in the assembly at all. And Messiah said this, Elder. He says in Yohanan, John 14:26. He said, "But the Comforter, which is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Kudush Ruah, when the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and shall bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Now, it's a simple question that I want to ask you. Was that just specifically for the apostles, or was that for us in this hour as well?
Of course it was for us. You cannot separate. See, there's one body. There's one Yahweh who became the Messiah.
Yes,
One Yahweh. There's one body. There's one Spirit, one baptism, one circumcision. Only one.
Yes, Elder.
And right now, in this age we're living in, there's one grinding of the wheat that's going to be made into one loaf of bread.
Yes, yes.
That our Father is going to feed the world with.
Yes.
With that one loaf of bread. And this is why you see a lot of these problems and troubles among the brethren. It's because they're being ground.
Yes, wonderful.
They're on the stones and they're being ground and they don't like it.
Yes. Well, you know, Elder, as we, you know, you have so many doctrines today and so many beliefs and so many interpretations. And as you said, you wanted to speak on the Spirit of Yahweh. I believe that as Messiah, it is such a word of simplicity that He will send the Spirit in His name, and He will teach us all things concerning the Father and concerning this hope that we have in Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, Elder, we have so much today that is a plethora of all kinds of doctrines that it literally, if a person is not careful, it will almost burden them down, Elder.
That's what happens.
Yes.
That's what happens. Yeah. And I'll, Yahweh willing, as I speak, my understanding is that I'm to bring out some things about this that we're talking about.
Well, Elder, you just go ahead. Every now and then I may interrupt you, but you go ahead if there's something compelling on your heart, because we do want those that are listening tonight. We just had a call. You can call. If you have a comment, then Elder Jeremiah, I certainly want you to comment on that, Elder. But go ahead. You have something on your heart. Speak to the people of Yahweh now, Elder.
Thank you very much. And I say greetings to all my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
In the Assembly of Yahweh. And my message is basically to those of you who have walked with Yahweh. You know His name. You don't need to be taught that anymore.
Yes.
And what needs to come into your understanding is how to move from where you are to where He wants you to be. And He's moved on me in a study in Yohanan 12. That's John 12th chapter. And beginning and with the 23rd verse. And this is something that not many people, Brother Roberts, not many people understand what this scripture means.
Yes.
And hopefully, by the power of the Holy Spirit,
yes,
His people will come to understand what He meant when He spoke these words. And Yahshua answered them, saying, "The hour has come for the Son of Adam, the Son of Man, to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life shall lose it, and he who hates his life in this world shall preserve it for everlasting life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant also shall be. If anyone serves me, the Father shall value him." This is a message of what I call sonship. And we need to understand what he's talking about. This grain of wheat that falls into the ground and dies, that's him.
Yes.
That's Yahshua Messiah.
Yes, Elder, certainly.
You say. He says, if it remains alone, you know, it's just one.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't die, it just stays alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. And so he did. And so he died. And so he rose again on the third day.
Yes.
And so we know the story that he was amongst us for some 40 days. He ascended up into glory from where he came from. Okay. And then in certain days he sent back what he said he would. He sent back the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The Comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And that was him in the Spirit.
Yes.
Yahweh in the Spirit.
Certainly.
And he came and he entered in to those people, brother, that you talked about just the other night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He entered into them. And yes, there was 120 of them. And the people that had gathered into the city for the feast,
yes,
they all heard him in their own language.
Sure they did, Elder.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
But, you see, what he's talking about here is that he wants to do the same thing in the believer as he did in Miriam, the mother of the Messiah.
Yes.
He came to her, and by the Spirit, as she became pregnant,
mm-hmm.
she became pregnant with child. And in due time, she brought forth that child. And then that child matured and became full grown.
Absolutely.
And the same with us. When we believe and we repent and we fall before Him in repentance of our sins, then He does enter into us. We need to believe that. He enters into us by the power of the Holy Spirit. He takes His abode in our flesh body, in this vessel of clay. He takes His abode there. And Paul said, let this mind that was in Yeshua Messiah be in you.
Absolutely.
And when the mind of Yeshua Messiah is in us, and it comes in when He enters us by that Spirit, by that Holy Spirit, it comes into us, and it abides there.
Yes, absolutely.
And what happens, you see, is that's a seed. That's the seed. And we become pregnant, like an embryo.
Mm-hmm.
And we begin to take in the nourishment of the Word, and we begin to grow. There's going to come a time, brothers and sisters, when our Messiah is going to return.
Yes, yes.
And He wants to see the crop that He sowed come forth. You see? He wants to see that seed grown and become mature. And that's what that ministry is for. Evangelists, pastors, prophets, evangelists, and teachers.
Mm-hmm.
For the
Absolutely.
Bringing up.
Yes, Elder.
For the bringing up to maturity of the saints of Yahweh. Until we all come into the fullness of Messiah.
Yes.
You see?
Absolutely. Yes.
Into the fullness of Messiah.
Yes.
We follow Him first into death. And as He rose from death, we also rise in a new life. A new man. Get this. A child of a new race of people.
Yes. Wonderful.
You spoke about this several times, brother, and I've heard you. About, you know, there is no black. There's no white.
Yes, absolutely.
You have to get rid of your blackness. I have to get rid of my whiteness.
Oh, absolutely.
You see? Because we are a new race of people.
Sure we are.
As a spiritual people.
I believe that.
A holy race of people, just like Him.
I believe that, Elder.
Now, how does this happen? How can we do this? We go over to Isaiah 49 and 23.
Isaiah.
Yeah, and the scripture that I'm using, it's Yeshayahu.
Mm-hmm.
This is from the scriptures from South Africa.
Yes.
Yeshayahu, Isaiah. Now, this is an awesome scripture here. This, I believe, is some footsteps to follow in how we can become what He expects us to become after He has planted His seed in us.
Yes, Doctor.
Listen to me, O coastlands, and hear, you peoples, from afar. Yahweh has called me from the womb. From my mother's belly, He has caused my name to be remembered.
Yes.
And He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of His hand, He hid me and made me a polished shaft. In His quiver, He hid me. And He said to me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I am adorned, or in whom I am glorified. The King James Version speaks of this verse here as the Messiah,
mm-hmm.
and which it is.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, it's also speaking of Israel.
Yes,
but it's not Israel physical.
Mm-hmm.
This is the spiritual, the Israel who have the Spirit.
Sure, must have.
Okay, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I am adorned. In other words, Messiah is the embodiment of Israel.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Yes.
So there can be no Israel, true Israel, without Yeshua Messiah.
That's absolutely truth, Elder.
You say?
I concur with that. Let me before you proceed, Elder, let me let the people know who we are. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. But Pastor Robert's here tonight. We do have a very precious gift, brother here tonight, Brother Elder Jeremiah Odell, that he's expounded on some profound truths unto us all. I simply wanted to let you know that we have a guest tonight on the Voice of Victory. We do welcome your calls. If you have a call or a question you would like to ask this elder concerning the things he is bringing forth to us, call. Area code 843-658-6222. I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother.
Okay. This scripture has stood out to me for some years now. You see, if you were to take and go out, the deer hunters, for instance, that go out and hunt deer with bow and arrow.
Yes.
They don't just pick up a stick on the way and stick it in their quiver.
No.
A crooked old stick with a rough bark and twigs all over it.
No.
No. They have a polished, smooth shaft that's been worked and worked, and there's no rough edges on it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And that's what he's talking about. Okay, the smoothing out, the sandpaper, the knife, the carving away of the rough edges. Because when he decides to use one of his shafts, one of his arrows, and send that one forth, it has to be smooth enough to not go off the mark.
Yes.
Because remember, he says, when he sends his word out, it will accomplish that which he
Absolutely.
Sends it out to do.
Mm-hmm.
It will never come back to him void.
Absolutely, Elder.
And so that means that if you're not a polished shaft, you're not even in his quiver.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a polished shaft and smooth enough to be used, he won't even pick you up,
mm-hmm.
you say.
Yes.
You have to go through this polishing, through this rubbing smooth.
Mm-hmm.
What it takes is a crying out to Yahweh, to take out of you all of your own will, everything you ever desired, everything you ever thought you would want to be, everything that he has not put in you, and you offer that up to him as a sacrifice.
Absolutely.
He offered himself up to us as a sacrifice. And that sure was a sweet-smelling savor in the
absolutely.
Nostrils of Yahweh.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Wonderful.
And so we are to become just like him.
Mm-hmm.
He is the firstborn of many brethren, you see. I'm not ashamed to call him my elder brother.
Absolutely. Yes, Elder.
Not only is he my only Elohim, he's my deliverer.
Sure.
He's my king.
Mm-hmm.
He's my savior.
Yes.
He's my brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's everything I need.
Absolutely.
We need to get it into our mind.
Yes.
That we don't need anything.
Sure, Elder.
That we don't want anything.
Wonderful.
We don't care to have anything but him.
Sure.
And whatever we do need as we walk out in this flesh, he will provide it.
Absolutely.
We think, well, we don't have enough. We need this. We need that. No. You need more of him. You need more polishing, you see.
Well, that's not the doctrine that is being taught today in many establishments today. That's not what's being taught.
Oh, my. Well, first of all, when you go in one of those establishments, you go in under a curse because they've got that tower and that spire on top of their buildings.
Many
the people are cursed already by Yahweh for having that on top of their building.
I believe that. I certainly concur with that.
And how could you find the spirit of Yahweh in a building like that?
You simply cannot.
No, it's people think, well, that's just a little old thing. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does matter.
Oh, absolutely.
It does matter. You know, it gets right back to some of the things that Brother Lou White spoke about.
Yes.
In fossilized customs.
Yes.
Boy, I mean, he let the dam break, didn't he, brother?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm surprised that they haven't done some real bad things to him.
Yes.
But we can praise our Heavenly Father that there's men that have the guts enough to put out something like that. That's the truth.
Absolutely, Elder.
It's against these people.
Yes.
But, you know, the one that really we're against, and that's Hashatan, that's Satan.
Sure.
And I believe that the name that they worship, that's him.
Sure, I concur with that, absolutely.
I think that's him.
I believe that.
Messiah said, hey, I come in my Father's name, and you won't receive me.
Yes.
But another one comes in his own name, and him you will receive.
I believe that, yes.
So they reject the name of Yahweh,
mm-hmm.
Yahushua Messiah, and they take that name.
Sure, absolutely.
You say.
You know, I interject something else? I say this as Yahweh began to bring me to this understanding and knowledge. I just began to preach it by faith because I knew in my spirit that it was from the Father. As He began to open up my understanding to that true name and the revelation of it, the power and the strength that lies in that name, and there's no other name given on the earth whereby we must be saved. And as we look how that, even as Shaul said unto the Galatians, we know that our heart is deceitful, it deceives us, it's deceitful above all things, it's desperately wicked. But he emphatically reproved them very sharply. He said, O foolish Galatians, who have bewitched you that you should not obey the truth? And I honestly believe that this generation and much of it and many of the people are literally bewitched because it is the spirit of such rebelliousness and witchcraft in the hearts of the people. When they hear the truth, they rebel and they fight against it with such adamant, with such determination. They are not willing to receive simple truth, Elder.
That's right. That's right. Because there's no truth in them.
Sure.
They're of their father. They're of their father, the devil. And there never was any truth in him.
And you find many today because, you know, with a strong statement like that you just made, many will become very, very hostile toward you for making a statement in that degree to say, who are you to say that?
Well, let me say that one more time.
Do so, please.
Just in case they didn't hear what I said.
Please do.
If they are not in the name of Yahweh,
come on,
through the blood of Yahushua Messiah, then they are of their father the devil, and they are the sons of the people that Yahushua Messiah was talking to when he said, you are of your father the devil.
I certainly concur with that. I have no problem with that.
And what he actually was saying to them, that they were serpent sons of hell.
Absolutely. Well, Elder, most people, you know, today, even with that, they literally do not believe that there is a place of such degree. And they believe that everyone that called upon the name of, quote, God, unquote, just
yeah.
simply using that expression, saying that they love their God, they love their Lord,
mm-hmm.
and they can worship their Lord and their God, which is all in the cooperation of Baalism. They can worship their Lord and their God anyway, and on their Sunday, on their pagan rituals and their pagan feast days, and they say that they are going into the kingdom.
Yes. Well, you see, they maybe haven't even thought about it, but they're already in the kingdom.
Yes,
they're
I believe that.
In the kingdom.
Yes.
They're in the kingdom.
That's a good one.
They're in the kingdom that Hashatan was showing to Yahushua the Messiah.
Yes.
When he took him up and showed him all of his kingdom.
Wonderful, yes.
You see? And that's the kingdom they're in. And he's their king. He's their king, and they call him that name. They love it.
Absolutely.
And they love it to be so.
An elder, you know, even I say to the people, and I know you're a man that have walked in this knowledge for many years, that, you know, even in the natural sense, elder, you can find out these things in any library or any, just any credible library, you can find out these things. And people, because of their stiff-neckedness and the hardness of their hearts, just like Stephen said to those, and they all turned against him and they stoned him and gnashed upon him with their teeth, this is such a stubborn generation that they can literally see it, and there are many that are hearing you, and they will absolutely reject that profound truth that truly liberates them.
Yes. It's a shame that when the truth goes out, it just doesn't, that it doesn't just find every vessel
mm-hmm.
and fill it up. But it's not that way.
Yes, Elder.
It's not that way. Yeshua Messiah said that wide is the highway,
wonderful,
the road that leads to destruction, and many there be thereon. And the reason he said that is because Hashatan, Satan, has deceived the whole world. Yes, I was deceived.
Yes, me too.
You
I
were
tell
deceived.
You. Absolutely.
My mother was deceived. My yeah. grandfather was deceived.
Yes.
You say, he has deceived the whole world.
Yes. You know, Elder,
the whole world lies in deception.
You know, I tell people that all the time. And, you know, I say that we all have been deceived. But it's one thing about Yahweh, his true seed, those that he has called, elect, and purpose for his kingdom fulfillment, is that he has not allowed them to become bewitched, whereby they will not obey the truth. When they hear the truth,
amen,
it may
amen.
Trouble them, but they will not reject truth.
That's
and I've watched over all these years, as it's one thing that when Yahweh, 25 years ago, I was an assistant in this assembly, and this and my at that time the pastor, he was an evangelist, he said to me, Brother Roberts, he said, the Father's name is Yahweh, and his Son's name is Yahshua. That was 25 years ago. Now, he was out of the Church of God in Christ, and so I never forgot that, Elder. That uh-huh. stayed in my mind and in my spirit.
Yeah.
And when Yahweh began to deal with me, he began to reveal these Lucifer truths unto me as I began diligently to search Scripture. And he began to reveal that to me.
Yes. That's the difference between one who's seeking the truth and one who is seeking to stay in the darkness.
Yes.
Because that name is the truth.
Absolutely.
That name is the light, and that name is the life, and there's no life in anything else but that name.
Absolutely.
Now you say, well, what is the name? Name doesn't mean anything. Yes, it does mean something.
Certainly.
That name denotes his nature.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have his name, when he writes it on your heart and in your mind, that's his nature he's putting in you.
That's the
thing we're talking about, this polished shaft, becoming more and more like his nature, because more and more of your carnal ways and your wicked, sinful mind is being burnt to a crisp on the altar of sacrifice.
Yes.
We need to sacrifice ourselves daily,
yes.
hourly, if
yes.
we're going to become more like him. We're not going to enter into the kingdom if we're not like him.
Absolutely. I certainly receive this profound truth, Elder. You
it
know...
The flesh has to go.
Absolutely.
It has to go.
Yes. Wonderful.
You know, he don't care what you want.
Sure.
You see?
Yes.
He wants to give you all good things. But all good things don't necessarily come through your understanding and your desires.
Yes.
You see? They come through a Father that knows what you need. And most of us need a good taken to the woodshed.
Thank
most
you.
Most of us need a whipping.
Say that again, Elder.
But it's the fire. It's
yes.
the fire.
Yes.
Okay. And you see, I would have loved to have been there on that hill when Elijah called down the fire from Yahweh.
Yes.
On that sacrifice that had been soaked and soaked and soaked with water. And see with my own eyes that thing burned to a crisp, and even the water burnt,
yes.
and the rocks burnt, you see.
Yes.
That's what Yahweh can do to one who sacrifices himself and gives himself over wholly, body, soul, and spirit to Yahweh. He says, thou shalt love Yahweh, thy Elohim, with all thy heart, all thy soul, all thy mind.
Yes.
And thy neighbor as thyself, which you cannot love your neighbor as yourself unless you first love him.
I believe that, Elder.
You see. And that's his love that comes through. Not your little carnal love.
Yes.
That's his love that comes through and goes out. That's that river of living water, brother.
Yes, Elder. Yes.
You see? And most of the world today are just like old Israel that forsook the fountains of living water for those cisterns that they dug. Remember we talked about that?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Cisterns.
Yes.
And if there is any water left after it leaks through the cracks, it's stale and stagnant and putrid and stinks. And everything in us, brother, that is not of Yahweh stinks.
Oh, I believe that, Elder.
And he won't accept it. He won't accept it. We need to come to him with all that we are. You see?
Yes.
He can't accept it. He's holy. You can't bring an unholy sacrifice unto him and expect him to take it. Look what happened to Cain.
Absolutely, yes.
You see? That prophet, his brother, the prophet Abel, and I think I can show that the scripture says that he was a prophet.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the prophets that was killed. And all of the blood of all the prophets are going to have to be answered for by some people.
Yes. Yes, Elder.
And so we need to forget about who we are, where we came from, what we want, what we don't want, and just prostrate ourselves before him by the Spirit and allow him to burn up everything in us that'll burn.
Oh, I believe that, Elder.
Everything. Otherwise, we'll never receive that white robe, brother.
Yes. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast, and we have tonight with us Brother Elder Jeremiah Odell, and what profound words tonight that he is ministering unto us. And we certainly bless you all way for that. He said just recently concerning the cisterns, I do want to read a scripture, Elder, concerning that in Jeremiah chapter 2 and verse 13. He says, my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of the living waters, and hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that cannot hold water at all.
Mm-mm.
And this is a generation, Elder. They've hewn out their cisterns.
Yes.
And as you stated, they have no living water, nothing but stagnant, abominable, a foul stench that goes into the nostrils of Yahweh, and he detests that, and he despises that.
Yes.
And yet they believe, Elder, because they are so bewitched that they are literally doing him service, as Israel thought in the same way.
Yes, and there were two sons of the prophet, remember them?
Yes.
That lit the strange fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yes.
The offering up to Yahweh strange fire. He just killed them.
Sure he did.
You see? But he don't have to kill these people that carve out their own cisterns. They're already dead, twice dead.
I believe that, Elder.
They're already dead.
Yes.
And that's the same with the whole human race.
Sure. Let me ask you a question, Elder. I don't mean to interrupt you. So what we hear, I know how you're going to answer, but I want the people here, we have an elderly man who has experienced many facets of life, a man that you can sense in this elder's voice, integrity, I can, you can sense honesty, you can sense the openness of heart that he is sharing with us. Now, Elder, we have today that people say that in all of these, I call them whorehouses. They are congregating. And these charlatans, these men are telling them, and they literally believe that with some comfort, that no one literally, all of them, they are going into the kingdom of Yahweh with all of their filth and abominable access, that they are literally going into the kingdom.
Yes, that's what they're telling them. Lies.
Lies.
Lies. Lies. That's what it is. I preached on all the Indian reservations in Montana for years.
Yes.
I preached lies.
Yes, I've done that.
I preached lies.
I have too,
I didn't know the truth.
I didn't either.
I didn't know the name
of my Creator.
Yes. You say?
Yes.
And I praise His holy name.
Hallelujah.
Praise His holy name.
Yes.
He sat me down.
Yes.
Something told me that I couldn't go out there anymore.
Yes.
He sat me down, and He began to guide and direct me, and bring me here, and bring me there, and do this to me and that to me, until I finally came to an understanding.
Yes.
You say? And one thing I praise Him for, brother, and I'm telling the whole world this, I praise Him for giving me a wife who knew Him.
Yes.
And I persecuted her for that.
Bless you, Father.
You say?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
I made her life miserable because of the name of Yahweh.
Yes.
That I didn't think she was right.
Absolutely. But you know, Elder, I want to say this.
She stayed with me.
Yes. Can I say?
She stayed with me. She didn't give up.
Absolutely.
She hung with me because she made a commitment. And
yes.
I am so thankful to my Father.
Oh, yes.
That He didn't just turn her loose. And she had every right to leave.
Sure.
But you say, she was a daughter of Yahweh.
Yes.
And that's the difference.
She was a wife.
You see, she had made a commitment to Yahweh first before she made a commitment to me.
Yes. But you know, Elder, Scripture says that he that findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing, and he hath favor.
Yes.
Yahweh, because of that, I do believe that he procured the favor into your house. I want to say this, Elder, because there are so many. And there are those that I've talked to, and I talk to others, that they do not have that purity of heart, Elder, as you just began to state, and the honesty and integrity, to say that I was wrong.
Oh.
And they are so corrupt and hard in their spirits that they cannot say that. I tell the people I have preached lies and deception because I was taught those same things and I did not know.
Yes.
And Yahweh had His hands on me. And once He began to reveal that little slither of light, there was hope in that little light.
Yes.
And when a man can stand and speak to potentially millions of people and tell them this, then we ought to take heed and listen to someone like yourself.
I told you the truth.
Oh, I believe that.
I told you the truth. I was a wicked man.
Yes.
An awful wicked man.
I know I was. Yes.
But Yahweh was kind to me. He sent to me, tell you what happened. He sent to me a tape from a message preached by a man who had been falsely accused, and he was in prison. And his wife gave me a tape. Okay? And later on, I listened to that tape. And that tape still had the anointing of the set-apart Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That was on the man when he spoke it, and it delivered me.
My. Yes.
Of all kinds of trash. You say?
Yes.
And that was the beginning of a great deliverance for me.
Yes, Elder.
And whenever I see something in me that I know He don't like, I offer it up to Him quickly.
Sure.
Because I don't want to lose my fellowship with Him.
Yes. What a
and
great...
So that's where we all are, whether we want to admit it or not.
Yes, Elder.
And if it wasn't so, He would not have had to come and do what He did.
I believe that.
And this is an awesome thing. When the Creator of the universe, Yahweh Himself, came to this earth as a seed in a woman and came forth as a man.
Yes.
As that last Adam, you see. And yet, He was able to do what Adam couldn't do.
Sure He did.
He was able to do what all of Israel couldn't do.
Sure He did.
And that was He kept the word to the letter.
Sure.
And He finished that.
Sure He did.
Yes, He did. He completed that part of the scriptures.
Sure.
He completed it. He fulfilled it. He filled it up.
Yes.
He didn't do away with it.
No, He did not.
No, it's still here. Let
sure.
me say this, brother.
Yes.
I can take this Bible I'm looking at and put it in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
I can take all my books, and I've got plenty of them,
yeah,
all my different translations, and I can burn them in a big fire. I can stomp on them. I can do all of that to them. And when I've done it, and the ashes have cooled down, I have not done one piece of harm to the word of Yahweh.
Not at all.
You see?
Yes.
Because that word was, always was, before the creation was the word.
Mm-hmm.
Before the creation. It always was the word.
Absolutely. Yes.
You see? And he, at his own time, he came, that word came,
mm-hmm,
as a man.
Sure did.
And now the word that was always and never was not ever, it was always, always was, eternal,
mm-hmm,
it's walking on the earth with feet and legs and a body and a mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was him.
Yes.
Him in the flesh.
Yes.
No one else but
yes,
him.
Yes.
And that's why he had to have the name.
Sure.
He had to have the name Yahshua, or you could say Yahweshua.
Yes, absolutely.
He had to have that family name because the power of the inheritance is in the name, brother.
I believe that. Yes.
And he inherited a more excellent name
than the
angels.
Yes.
There's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Okay, that's the highest name there is. That's the family name.
Yes.
You see. And that's why he had to have that name. It could not have been Jesus.
Yes.
Listen
absolutely
to me, world. It cannot ever be Jesus.
Yes, Elder.
That's not even a word that ever was in the Hebrew language. Never.
You know, Elder, even that name, that word, as you just said, there is no name in the Hebraic language that can translate Jesus or transliteration.
Yes.
You can never find that. You can tell people that, but that old name Shaitan, he was the most subtle creature in the garden.
Yes.
And he has been very subtle in his way, because we know that that name, that the pagans, everyone will reverence that, or they will take hold to it. You began to mention the name of Yahweh, you will watch this tremendous virile anger that had aspired the hearts of people. They will begin to fight and reject against that name, and they will stand up against that name.
Yes.
And we know that there is no salvation or no hope, Yahshak, in the name of Jesus.
No.
It could never be. It could never be in that name.
No.
And yet they reject it, Eldon. You know that right better than I do.
Yes, that's right. Well, he did say, many are on the road that leads to destruction,
mm-hmm,
and few are on the path that leads to everlasting life. Very
yes
few. So you take the, you know, kind of use your own mind. What would be the difference between many and few?
Absolutely.
You see? And what would be the difference between a road and a little path?
Absolutely.
Listen, when you come into this way, you have to squeeze through that gate.
Absolutely.
It's not a wide gate. You squeeze through. And yes, you have to leave your flesh out there,
mm-hmm,
when you squeeze yourself through this gate.
Absolutely.
And one thing you'll find when you get on that path, brothers and sisters, you look behind you, there won't be anybody. You look ahead of you, there won't be anybody. You're going to think you're alone on that path.
Absolutely.
But you stay with your eyes straight toward Yahshua Messiah.
So, Elder,
change your mind. You'll find somebody else. You'll come across them. They're there. They're
so,
there.
So,
they'll come out of the woodwork when you need them.
Absolutely. I believe that, Elder.
We are everywhere. His body. One body.
Yes.
Many members.
One body.
And what's happening in the world, you can see it. The tsunami, all this stuff,
yes,
earthquakes, wars, divers, diseases,
yes,
all of this stuff. This is going to be used by Yahweh to grind his wheat.
Mm-hmm.
To grind his wheat. We're in for a grinding, brother.
I believe that, Elder.
And those who overcome, those who don't turn back, those who turn their face to him like a flint and don't take their eyes off of him, they will be ground into that flour that's going to make that loaf. That one loaf.
One.
One body.
Because he is one.
One Savior.
Yes.
He says, notice, Israel, I am your Savior.
Absolutely.
I am the only one.
Absolutely.
And how do they come up with two?
Three.
Three.
Well, you know.
I've got a good friend of mine. He says there's two.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because there's a scripture that says, the Lord said unto my Lord, you say?
Yes.
And that means two.
I know the scripture.
There, it comes out of the King James.
Yes.
I told him.
Yes.
I says, that don't... It says, Yahweh said unto my master.
Yes.
Does that make more sense?
Mm-hmm.
You see? And so I get tired of talking to the same people about things that they don't want to hear.
Absolutely. Well,
my prayer is that the people that are hearing my voice and your voice aren't those kind of people.
Sure.
And that they want to hear the truth and gladly receive it.
Sure.
And let it change their life. Because if they don't let it change their life, it's going to kill them.
I believe
that's
that.
That's the sword that he said. He's sending a sword.
Sure.
And the word of Yahweh is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing down in between and dividing the soul from the spirit.
Yes, Elder.
That word will keep that spirit man safe from the flesh man.
Absolutely.
From the soul man.
Yes.
You see?
There's
always going to be those two in there. And that soul man's always going to want to war with the spirit man. But you feed them spiritual food. You drink from everything but that cistern. You drink from his living water. Get back to the fountain. Just like Jeremiah said. You need to get back to the ancient pathways.
Absolutely. One of my favorites.
Sacred, holy, set-apart name was one of the ancient keys of knowledge. That is the key.
And that's the only place...
Messiah told those Pharisees, told the lawyer, says, you have stolen and taken the key of knowledge away from my people.
Yes, he did.
That's because they took the name away.
Yes.
Here he comes on the scene bringing it back.
Yes.
And they hated him for it.
Sure.
Yes. I'll say this, whoever's listening to my voice,
yes,
you will never get away from that name.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be on your mind. You can run from it. You can scratch it out. But there's going to come a time when you're going to have to handle it. Because you will stand before that one whose name is Yahweh, and you'll have to give account to why you rejected that holy set-apart name.
Absolutely, Elder.
Yes.
Yes. Our time is nearly up. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. We have a few more moments. Elder, I tell you, my heart is enthralled, enraptured. I have certainly enjoyed this. I have told the people here, and they all are sitting around their radios. I told them that you would come on and you would feed us with a tremendous blessing tonight. Before we close tonight, I do want to give you a few minutes to say and give us a few words before we close tonight, Elder.
Well, one word I have is my wife just handed me a note, and this is what it says. He let his creation kill him.
Yes.
He let his creation kill him.
Sure he did.
Don't you kill him.
Yes.
You can't. You know, you can hide from him. You can cover him up. But you'll never get away from him.
Yes.
Because if he doesn't enter in, if you don't let him come in to your life, bring his spirit into you, that you might become one of his sons, you'll stand before him in judgment and be destroyed.
Yes.
There's no second chance.
Absolutely.
No, you don't come back and get another chance.
Yes.
Now is the time.
Absolutely.
For your deliverance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, way. We certainly do want to bless you tonight, Elder Jeremiah Odell. We thank you. We
thank
certainly
you.
Bless you, way, for this. And we bless you tonight. You that are listening and would love to have a copy of this tape or the message, I will certainly send that to you. Brother,
let
we want to
say this, brother.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to say this to a brother.
Yes.
I love you, Brother Newt Anglin.
Yes.
You're my brother. I love you. Bless you.
Bless you, Elder. And give him my regard as well, too, Elder. I say the same. Bless you, Brother Newt. We do thank you tonight, Elder. We certainly appreciate that. And we certainly want to have you back on again, all right?
that Yahweh willing.
Yes, all right. So we say shalom to you, all right?
Shalom, baby.
Shalom. Good night.
Good night now.
Good night. We do bless you all tonight, and we do pray and hope that this broadcast has been a tremendous inspiration to you tonight. We were talking with Brother Jeremiah Odell, an elder, a man that Yahweh has brought to a tremendous place of knowledge and understanding, and you could see that tonight. Well, you uplifting a man. I honor the spirit and the gift. It's one thing that the powers of hell wants to do, and that is to destroy the identity of man. Messiah was a man. And so Yahweh is using man as he has from Adam to the second Adam as well. He is using man, and he used this precious man tonight, and I bless him for that. You're listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast. We do want to hear from you. You that will write, if you would like to have a copy of this broadcast tonight, you simply write us, and we will send that to you. You address your letter to me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718. You that would like to have a copy of our book, we have a wonderful book that we will send out to you. It is called Yahweh Warns, Demise of the Nation. Write me or call me at area code 843-658-6222. And we will send you out this book as a gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast, that it may strengthen you in the faith and cause your heart to be compelled to press on in this hour. That as Elder Jeremiah said unto us, that the flesh is destroyed, every element of it, that we may become a sweet-smelling savor, a smell that is pleasant in the nostrils of Almighty Yahweh. As he warned us tonight, the time is near, saints. It is closer than when we first believe. We are near that time of this great event that Yahweh is going to pour out his wrath upon the earth. And men that have rejected this truth, and as he said to us tonight, that name, and there is no other name. It is not Jehovah, it is not Lord, it is not God. There's only one name, and that is the name of Yahweh. And in that name, you find the power, the strength, and the hope of salvation. You find that name, Yahshua Messiah, the Lamb of Almighty Yahweh. We bless you tonight. We pray that your hearts are blessed. Mine is inspired tonight. We greet all of you pastors and brothers, you supporters of this ministry. We bless you tonight. We thank you. May Yahweh give you great strength tonight. May your heart be filled with gladness as the words of faith have been spoken unto you, and may you rejoice in that. Until we hear from you, we say unto you all, Shalom Aleichem. Bless you all.